Hello and welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. It feels like ages, years, millennia since I recorded a new episode because I did it last Friday and today is Saturday. So it seems so far away to me personally that I was questioning whether I had released an episode on time last week. So yeah, it's just a little weird. I think I just talked about this with a friend yesterday that the feeling for time is kind of shifting back and forth between the feeling that time is passing way too quickly and super slowly. And I think it's due to having multiple holidays sprinkled through the weeks in summer or spring. So it's a kind of interesting time that kind of messes a little bit with your feeling for time. And yeah, a couple of episodes ago, I told you that I was bringing back the salt in a major way. And I don't know if I have really succeeded in doing that, but I'm focusing on the little things and on being more sassy and a little bit more energetic when I record. So I really hope this comes across as something that you like. The interesting thing is, as I sat down to record, my brother was mowing the lawn outside and he stopped just when I pressed record. So I take this as a major sign that it's time to record and that I'm, you know, in sync with time, if you will. It's the little things, guys. So yeah, there is something else I want to talk about before we jump right into today's major topic. And I just went for a walk and bought flowers for my mom because it's Mother's Day tomorrow. And I bought her some other little things that I really hope she's gonna enjoy. And I just think it's super important to bring joy to people and make them feel seen and make them feel loved. But it's important to do that every single day and not just on special occasions. So if there's something in your life or someone in your life that you feel like you can be of help to or do something for them that they would really enjoy, then just do it. Don't wait for the special occasion. Just, you know, put a smile on people's face. I think there is nothing more magical than that. And that's just a little reminder for you and for me. So without further ado, let's jump into today's topic. It was suggested to me by ChatGPT a while ago when I did kind of a brainstorming session with it about topics I could talk about. And it suggested this topic, why structure makes artists free. And I don't know if I have told you about this. Let me check my episode list. I think I've talked about this, but I haven't really named an episode after it. So I'm doing The Artist's Way. I don't know if you've ever heard of this book. It was written by Julia Cameron, and now I remember that I talked about this in my podcast before, but I'm currently on week 5, and one of the exercises that is basically present throughout the entire course that lasts 12 weeks is to write morning pages. So you wake up every morning and right after you're, you know, ready to go, you sit down and write literally 3 pages of long form handwriting. So you have to write 3 pages. And since my handwriting is pretty small, or I can write very small, I do 1.5 pages, which takes me about 30 to 45 minutes to finish. And that's basically what I'm doing for my artistic outlet every single day. And the thing is, it's a beautiful example of why this episode is called the way it's called, because it gives your life a different feel and a different structure if you do something every single day that is creative and that gives you a sense of discipline and the opportunity to really, you know, practice being disciplined. Because I think, as with everything, it's a practice. You know, there are people for whom it's easier to be more structured, to be more disciplined, and to really follow through with what they have as a goal. And other people have to struggle a little more, but they have other strengths. So I don't think it's necessarily a good thing to be super disciplined. It can also get in your way because you're not as open-minded and you don't see the opportunities that arise that you haven't really planned. So I guess it's a really important thing to be conscientious, but it's just as important to be very open-minded. And I don't really know if why structure makes artists free is necessarily the right wording, but I think I'm going to roll with it because I think that discipline and structure in your day makes you free in the sense that it frees up time for you to really create. And this sounds a little counterintuitive because you would think that creativity only works, so to say, if you're being really, really chaotic or open to whatever flows your way. But I think if you establish certain structures in your life, that actually aids your creativity. Creativity feels like a muscle to me. The more you use it, the more easy it becomes to use it, and the more it flows. So it's not like a well that dries up if you use it too much. It's quite the opposite. The water keeps running and eventually turns into a river if you use your creativity daily. And the thing about structures that you have in place is that they create space for you to really do whatever you feel like doing. You don't have to, you know, plan too much because the plan is already established, so to say, and you can just focus on the work itself. And how can a structure for an artist look like? It can certainly take different forms, but I would say that structure for me is like having, firstly, a certain time set aside every single day that is just reserved for creating. And it may sound like super difficult to free up this time, but I can tell you, I'm a person who likes to sleep in a lot, and getting up earlier than usual, at least 30 minutes earlier than usual to write my morning pages is just something I am not very happy about, but I still do it when I work. I do it before work, obviously. And it has created different feelings inside of me, one of them being frustration, but one of them being pride and an actual understanding for how the mind works, at least mine. So the second thing I would say that structure does for artists is if you have some kind of orderly structure in place, you don't have to waste precious energy and brain capacity to plan and to think of all the things you have to do and blah, blah, blah. So I think that having a little bit of structure in your life is actually a really good thing. And when it comes to making art or being creative, it can aid your creativity because you leave everything else to the other time slots in your day and you just focus on the one thing that's important in the moment. When you're creating, you're creating. So that's the kind of freedom that we all want, I guess. It's to really be able to enter a flow state and to feel this oneness and being one with our creator and its creation and with ourselves. So I think that's something structure does. And the third and last thing that I think structure does for artists is it enables us to explore more. And that sounds counterintuitive too. But as I said, if you're disciplined and have a sense of how you work and you develop a way of working in one area, you can apply this easily to another area. It's probably going to require some tweaking here and there, but you can explore more. Like, for example, me, I'm not primarily a writer, even though I love writing and I've written two little books. But writing and really getting up every morning and doing it just shows me that the same thing is possible with visual art and that I can apply the discipline I have created in practicing writing every single morning to other areas of creativity. So it just gives me a boost in my confidence, I guess, and in my self-reliance. And I think that's really, really important and a very enriching experience, to be honest, because it really inspires me. You know, I inspire myself, and that's just wonderful. I am not at the point in the course where it says how to use the morning pages. The only instruction that has been given so far was to write and not look at it anymore, to really just put the pages away. And I'm very excited to see where it goes and what things are going to happen in the future. So that's about it for today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. And I really hope you enjoyed this little tangent of why I think structure is actually helpful for artists. Yeah, so I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you next Sunday with a new fresh topic. Take care until then. Bye.